It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday morning show. We pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. Billy the Pie Boy is joining us.
Does he have a last name?
No, he does not. The Pie Boy. The is his middle name. Pie Boy is his last name. Right, Billy?
Yeah, that's all anybody needs to know.
Billy, what's going on, man? I was just thinking about you yesterday. Honest to goodness, I was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just hoping for a pie or what?
No, just wondering how many millions you're making and stuff like that.
Oh. No, I'm actually in Grand Rapids. I'm working from my parents' house this morning.
Oh, nice. So did you have breakfast yet?
I have. Yeah, I just had it. So my mom made this. She called it brown bread. And it's I'd have to ask her the ingredients, but it's kind of it's obviously brown, and it's kind of a darkly flavored, dense bread with raisins in it. And it's not overly sweet. And I like to just heat it up in the microwave for a few seconds, put some butter on it. I didn't used to like it when I was younger, but I really started to enjoy it.
Well, raisins are a huge decision in people's lives. I can't stand raisins. And then I went through a phase where I got this great raisin bread, and I toast it and put butter on just like you did, and it was fantastic.
But it sounds like he doesn't have, this isn't a bread that has like sugar and cinnamon as well. It's,
yeah.
It's,
oh,
it's
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's right. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, it's kind of like, there's probably a little sugar, but it's not, you know, the raisins probably add more sweetness than the sugar.
Right. So would you call it a fruit cake?
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay.
And I've never seen it anywhere else. And I don't know where my mom got the recipe. I'll have to ask her.
And was it okay?
And then,
was it okay, Billy? Or she's not listening right now. So
it was super, super good.
Okay.
And then she had some pineapple and raspberries, which were pineapple was really, really good.
Huh.
What a nice treat to come home, huh? Get take care of like that.
Yeah. Even at 30, when I come home, or how old am I now? 31. Even at 31, when I come home, I still get treated really well.
That's great. Fantastic.
So should we be calling you Billy the Pie Man now?
Yeah.
Is that the age? Is that the age that it, yes, that it turned into man?
Yes. Yeah, you are a man. We're here to
take that.
Announce it. Now, I would like to know, this is a very John Bauer question. You said you warmed it up a little in the microwave. How many seconds did you put it on for?
15.
Okay.
And it was perfect. That was a guess. I didn't know. And I also don't know my parents' microwave as well as my own.
Yeah, that's a different thing, knowing how to drive a microwave. So, Billy, do you ever put in like 27 seconds or 18, or do you just go, you're a math kind of...
On mine, I have like an add 30-second button, and I'll just press that, but then I manage it. I don't just always let it go for 30 seconds. So, yeah, a lot of times, like, sometimes I'll make, like, warm up a tortilla for something, and that's, like, 14 seconds.
Ah, okay, good, yeah. Because I think I have that gift as well. I mean, I know what needs to be done. Like, a muffin needs to be 18 seconds, not 25, because it dries it out.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Good.
Okay, so since your parents aren't listening, this is what we are thinking. Is their microwave clean?
Yeah, pretty much always.
Okay. Well, because you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
This was a thing we had when my mom was still around. She had the dirtiest microwave. So when we would walk into our house, we would clean the microwave right away.
And there's no easy way to, because it splatters on the roof and all three sides.
Sure does,
so
sure does.
You got to get one of those bristle things, scrub things.
My mom's got a cover, like a plastic cover that fits perfectly over like plates.
Right, and that's what you got to do. I usually put like a paper towel or something. If you don't cover it, that's when you're in trouble.
Sometimes you're lazy. That's a quick throw it in there.
But you don't want your dark brown bread with raisins to taste like the cheese thing that was
or
something
exactly.
Like that.
Before we're done yakking with you, we got to ask your mom about this bread. But Billy, I hear you have a new position. Rumor on the street?
Yeah, I think. Since the last time I talked to you, I got a new job. I moved from Duluth to the cities, and I work at Polaris.
Oh.
And, yeah, I also got married since then, so my
what?
Wife and I moved down there.
What?
This summer.
Bury the
Where
lead.
The hell's
Hold
the
on.
Invitation?
Hold on.
This is this is not right. All the
I usually been calling in around my birthday, but we got married very close to my birthday, and it also wasn't on a near a Friday, and I don't know, it didn't work out.
Don't make
Yeah, I got
excuses.
Married at the end of August.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm very
Thank you.
Upset with his
Yeah,
marriage.
And how, was it a big wedding? How did
Obviously
it go?
Not.
It was, yeah, we didn't get
It
invite.
Was in, yeah, sorry. It was in La Crosse, which is where she was from, and
okay.
It was about 100 people.
Okay. Nice.
So not huge, not tiny.
What was the what ensemble were you wearing?
Just like a blue 3-piece suit.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Were you nervous?
A little bit, but I got over it right after the end of the ceremony.
And did you cry?
No, but I was getting a little choked up because my now brother-in-law, who's also my very good friend, was doing the. Officiated, and he was making me get a little choked up, but I don't think I actually shed any tears.
Okay.
Okay, Billy, so there's another big question.
I guess we should ask what her name is, too, John, right?
Yeah, what the heck's her name?
Chelsea.
Kelsey.
Okay. Chelsea.
Oh, Chelsea.
She's probably in the kitchen listening right now.
Well,
welcome to the family, Chelsea.
Yeah. Well, I thought we were family.
Right.
So, Billy, when you're sitting there and you know at the end of the ceremony that you got to lay a big smooch on her, what?
Why do you say that like it's a chore?
I don't mean it's a chore. I think you have to think about it because you see some people that like bend the woman over and kiss for like 10, 20 seconds. Was it just a smack or was it a pretty lengthy one?
It was pretty quick. There's no bending over. It's funny, actually, because we had a wedding video made, and we literally just got it back this week, and I watched it, and I, like, as soon as he said, you may kiss the bride, I moved at it really fast, and I don't remember doing that, and it was a pretty quick kiss. So
God, how about, was there any, like, spontaneous dancing or, you know, that kind of thing that happened? Because a lot of people do that for viral videos nowadays. Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't do anything goofy like that. Nothing that would go viral. We did have a live band, though, which was awesome.
That's
and
different.
And there's a lot of dancing the rest of the night.
So what was your favorite gift?
We mostly just got money.
Mostly, but you must have got some gifts. I mean, did you get a blender or anything?
I guess, well, that's the thing. I'm 31. I've been living on my own for years, so we have all that stuff. So we like didn't really even do a registry. We just said, if you want to help us go on a honeymoon, that'd be great. But my best friend, who is my best man, I wear Merrimax, like those brown slip-on shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I have like my whole life, and he has always made fun of me for them. So his gift was a brand new pair of those for me and for Chelsea.
Aww.
And he thought it was hilarious, but they're super functional, and I was really happy about that. You know, I went to school down there, and it's where I met most of my best friends now and eventually led to my wife. But we lived in Duluth the last few years. We really liked it over there because we got into cross-country skiing, downhill skiing. We hike on the Superior Trail all the time. We kind of moved to the cities to be closer to her family and more in between our parents. And it's okay, but I think that we both miss Duluth and being closer to Grand Rapids and my cabin and stuff. But we got a nice, like, we got a house, actually. We're north of the cities a little bit. We actually got a house on a little piece of land. So
sounds like a fairy tale. Sounds good, Billy. One last question before we ask you what you want. What's your favorite Christmas cookie?
My mom's Swedish cream wafers.
Swedish
she has made those
cream
for us
wafers?
Before. Nancy has made those for us. So,
And I don't know if you guys have seen her at all, possibly this morning yet. But John, you're complaining about not having cookies. You might be getting some.
Oh my gosh!
I think
now I'm gonna start
cry.
Weeping.
I know. Oh my gosh. Well,
that's fantastic.
And if people don't know, we call Billy the Pie Boy because, you know, he funded part of his college and, you know, is now a great success through making pies and selling them at the farmer's market. But Billy, why do you still listen to KEXE, KBXE, and help us out in pinches like this?
You know, I started listening when I started working at the farmer's market when I was in college that summer. And I've listened ever since then, and it's still, every time I turn it on, it just, the familiar voices are wonderful. It feels like family, and there's nothing else like it. And ever since I started being able to work from home, even in Duluth, in the cities, I stream you guys pretty much every day that I can, and it's just awesome to listen to.
Well, we'd love
and
it.
hearing that John is leaving soon is really hard, because you get so used to you two on the radio in the morning, and to like think about that not being there. I was just like thinking back of, like, you know, I've been listening for 10 years or so, and just like all the different people that have come through, and like when you lose a staple like that, it's really hard.
Oh, he called you a staple, John. but Billy, there is some good news. He is still going to do Friday mornings.
I heard that.
Thanks, so, Billy. That means a lot. Yeah, that really means a lot.
Yeah, I'm just ignoring this fact that he's retiring, because yeah. It's sort of hard to
Billy made my year, actually.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you. And I want to know if you got to Chelsea's heart through just your charm or through your pies.
I think a combination of both, because one of the first times I ever went to lacrosse, I did make peach pie.
Ah, you are so clever.
He's slick.
He is slick.
And he knows, for being on What's for Breakfast, there is a parting gift.
Homestead
John?
Mills is our sponsor, Billy. Country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes?
Wild rice pancakes, please.
Pancakes are in the mail.
Please.
Thanks,
I don't think
Billy.
Anyone has
that was
said
one of
please.
The best times of my. You know, I've been here 27 years. That was one of the most emotional things. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so good to talk to you. Merry
you
Christmas. Bring Chelsea by sometime.
Yeah, make sure we meet Chelsea sometime so we can be a part of the family.
All right, will do.
Bye. Well, won't you walk a mile?